Cell Phone Debate, Unsettled, by Ryan Knutson in the Wall Street Journal. U.S. researchers took nearly two decades to design and conduct a definitive study on the health effects of cell phone radiation. The final results, released Friday, are likely to fuel rather than dispel the long-running debate about the planet's most ubiquitous electronic device. Among the observations, male rats exposed to the radiation had small increases of tumors in their hearts and brains. Females didn't. Exposed animals also showed signs of DNA damage, which experts had thought wasn't possible. But they also lived longer and had significant reduction in a type of kidney disease. Taken together, scientists at the National Toxicology Program, which carried out the study, and the research showed that cell phone energy did have biological effects, but it wasn't clear what that meant for humans. The animals were exposed to levels greater than people normally get from their devices. Typical cell phone use is not going to be directly related to the kind of exposure that we used in these studies, said John Butcher, a senior scientist at the NTP, which is part of the Department of Health and Human Services. Experts have long believed cell phone radiation was too weak to damage DNA, which carries genetic instructions for growth, development, and reproduction. NTP scientists were quick to say they weren't certain the damage was a result of the cell phone radiation exposure or some other factor. I expect that people who are worried about the issue will pick up on these results as confirming their worst fears, while more neutral scientists will probably talk about how fragile and small the effects are, said Kenneth Foster, a professor of bioengineering at the University of Pennsylvania. The NTP spent $25 million to design and execute its laboratory study, which was requested by the Food and Drug Administration in 1999. In 2016, the agency released early findings that showed exposure to radio frequency, or RF, radiation was correlated with a small increase in tumors in the brains and hearts of male rats that were similar to tumors that had been observed in human cell phone users. The FDA said Friday it was reviewing the findings, but that under current safety limits, we have not found sufficient evidence that there are adverse health effects in humans. The NTP released its full report, including data on mice that were studied. The full report concluded that tumors observed in male and female mice provided equivocal evidence of carcinogenicity, and that in increased tumor rates in the hearts of male rats provided some evidence of carcinogenicity. Statistically, significant DNA damage was most commonly found in the frontal cortex of male rats and mice. My quick reaction? No smoking gun. Weak evidence that justifies continued epidemiologic monitoring of possible hazards, said Jack Simiatiki, professor of epidemiology at University of Montreal. Outside experts will be able to comment on the findings, and the agency will hold a peer review hearing in March before adopting official conclusions. The results of the study are hard to translate to humans, in part because the program is designed to identify hazards, not necessarily risk levels, NTP Director Linda Burnham said in an interview last year. But the study could be a stepping stone for researchers to determine whether a certain amount of cell phone usage does result in an increased risk. Otis Brawley, Chief Medical and Scientific Officer for the American Cancer Society, said the results wouldn't change what he tells most people when asked of possible dangers. The evidence for an association between cell phones and cancer is weak, and so far we have not seen a higher cancer risk in people, he said. But if you're concerned about this animal data, wear an earpiece. Scientists worldwide have produced a sea of conflicting research findings, beginning with years of industry-sponsored work in the 1990s that failed to end worries about cell phone safety. In 1999, the U.S. government sought a more definitive answer from the NTP, which investigates potentially hazardous agents, from pesticides to dietary supplements. The resulting study was the most expensive it had ever done. In an underground Chicago lab, scientists radiated more than 2,000 rodents with cell phone energy for about 2 years, starting around 2010. Despite the widespread use of cell phones, there hasn't been an increase in brain tumor rates, according to the Central Brain Tumor Registry of the United States, whose current data goes through 2014. There are more active cell phones in the U.S. than people, and Americans on average spend more than 12 hours talking on the device each month, according to industry statistics. The chance of getting a brain tumor is small. About 76,000 Americans were diagnosed with one in 2014, or about 23 out of every 100,000 people, according to the Brain Tumor Registry, a nonprofit. Even so, said Ronald Melnick, one of the researchers who designed the NTP study and who is now retired, he usually only talks on a cell phone using speakerphone or a headset. If you find a small percentage of risk to cell phone users and you translate that, he said, a small percentage of 300 million people in the U.S., that can become a large number. The outcome of the debate could have major financial implications for wireless companies like Verizon Communications Incorporated and AT&T Incorporated. There are more than 50 plaintiffs grouped in a lawsuit alleging harm from cell phone use that is snaking through U.S. courts. George Carlo, who led the industry research effort in the 1990s, said the only certainty is continued debate. That's what makes it so maddening. Good, honest, scientific people can reach different conclusions from the same data.